This episode is brought to you by SunExpress Airlines. Looking for an affordable escape for the whole family? SunExpress has you covered. Early bird deals to Turkey start at just $59.99. Fly nonstop to sunny Antalya or scenic Izmir. Perfect for making family memories. These low fares won't last long. So, book now, tan later at sunexpress.com and secure your seats today.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Kai Dickens, and you're listening to the Telepathy Tapes podcast.
My son said to me, I can hear thoughts.
What is this phenomena happening? Why are his mind and my mind completely connected?
Telepathy is the tip of the iceberg with their spiritual gifts.
People don't understand that they can do this. They don't even have to be in the same room, the same zip code.
For decades, a very specific group of people have been claiming telepathy is happening in their homes and in their classrooms. And nobody has believed them. Nobody has listened to them. But on this podcast, we do. Welcome to the 10th episode of the Telepathy Tapes. This episode is a little different from the others you've heard thus far. This isn't about the parents' or teachers' perspectives or interpretations. It's about theirs, the non-speakers. We've spent so much time uncovering the incredible ways non-speakers navigate the world, share their wisdom, and challenge our understanding of communication. But the question remains, what do they want us to do with this knowledge? In this episode, you'll hear directly from non-speakers about their hopes, dreams, and the changes they want to see, from education to advocacy to how we approach human potential. Because knowing about these gifts isn't enough. Action is the next step. And who better to guide that action than the very people who gifted us this new understanding? The response to this call was overwhelming, with far more content than could fit into a single episode. And so I've done my best to select pieces from various spellers that give you the fullest picture. First, I want to introduce Sammy. She's 25 years old and lives in Carmel, California with her family. And my first question for the spellers was this: now that the audience has digested everything presented in the telepathy tapes, what should they do with this information? What does it all mean?
Think of us as a ripple in the waters. First, we shatter reality for our parents in particular. Then we shatter reality for the schools, the teachers, the therapists. Many still can't believe their eyes because you've become so accustomed to the phrase seeing is believing and thinking that science has to prove it before it can be seen as real. This is mind tricks that keeps many locked in the dark.
I also asked how society should change to meet this moment.
The stark truth is that you are more than the mind, more than the body. Awaken the collective spirit again to the true magnificence of who you are.
Next, I want to present the responses pulled together by Dr. Andrea Limbuti, showcasing some of the thoughts of the autists that she works with. This first one is from Alex D.
A love to this podcast. Acknowledging that this is real is not easy for many. Always thinking outside our experience is hard. This is our world, but it is hard to explain in a way neurotypicals can conceptualize. It is more than another language, it is another different opportunity of existence. At the most basic level of explaining, it is like running different entire operating systems. A love to those in heart who try to understand. All my energy feels like this is a big moment.
And here's Joe, who piggybacks on Alex. His words were recorded by his mom.
I want to say that even though I think it is overwhelming to explain, I'm glad people are open to learning. I get nervous that with this, I will not be understood. Telepathy is a loaded word. Maybe it is the best way for neurotypicals to understand, but it is bigger than that. Alex said it perfectly. It is a totally different type of thought and existence.
Rose will be next, and she asked if I could read her words. I am too overwhelmed by happiness that people believe this is real. It is all real. Knowing that people are listening gives me hope that we can be truly seen. This is all that matters to me. And here's our next speller, Maudie.
I am heart and soul in this conversation. I desire so much for us all. I desire a world that sees gifts in autism. Calling it a disability has never been accurate. We don't need a cure. We need support like anyone else. We are not broken. I love that more people are starting to see this. I am feeling in my heart and soul that the world is changing.
And here's Alex V., whose words are being read by his mother.
First, I want to say thanks for this podcast. I think everyone should know that we are inside these uncooperative bodies. I am here. I hear and understand you. That is all I need people to know.
And next is Jack.
We are cognitively different. It is a gift. It is a misunderstood gift. I always think if the work of my life is how to make the world see it, it is a hard task. It helps that people are starting to understand. The work is not trying to fit into the world as it exists, but trying to make the world change.
Next, we'll meet Trevor, and his mom, Laura, will be reading his answers. She never thought to test telepathy with Trevor until she started listening, and I was overjoyed when she sent me the results of telepathy tests she did with 5, 6, and 7-digit numbers, as well as random names and words. She said that Trevor was 100% accurate.
So he's doing it too. So I'd be really interested to see how many other people are trying this with their kids and how successful they are.
I can answer this. Lots. My email inbox has been a sheer delight as parents are discovering for the first time, like Laura did, that if you believe and trust in your child and their abilities and enable them to spell, you won't be disappointed. And here's Trevor's response to my question about what listeners should do with all the information they've learned.
I want them to see us in a different light. I am an intelligent man with remarkable spiritual gifts. I wish they would presume competence in non-speakers. And for humanity, I desire compassion and understanding for who we are. We are light workers.
Next, I want to move to a residential home in England. A wonderful human being who works at the home diligently collected messages from a non-speaking resident. This staff member had previously worked with non-speakers, so she knew about the telepathy, and this awareness allowed for a trusting, open bond with the resident. Here's what she wants you to do with the information shared in the podcast.
I live in a residential home for adults who have learning difficulties. I am imprisoned here until society changes its mind about who I am. I'm aware of thousands of people like me who are non-speaking adults lost in the care system. If society could start to accept that we are not under-functioning but ultra-functioning and can see our physical disabilities as a symptom of our grey matter functioning excessively well rather than not functioning at all, we might start to get somewhere. Let us lead you.
And as for the medical system?
Most of us have quite an acute awareness of our own physical bodies. Even if we appear to be disassociated from our own physical bodies, we are still able to help you enormously with diagnosis. You are regularly missing out on the miracles that are occurring on a daily basis as we take care of ourselves, despite the damage your drugs and diagnosis are doing to us. And we would like to have access to more complementary therapies, sound healing, acupuncture, massages, kinesiology, tuning forks, shiatsu, and also give us a physical space to think, preferably outdoors, without the TV or the radio on, so we can heal ourselves.
And finally, some closing thoughts.
I am content with my physicality and my gifts. I do not want to share them with everyone. That would be exhausting. My main motivation is for the betterment of humanity and the conscious evolution of mankind. And I believe that by understanding us, we work towards this goal together. We do not want to be swept under the carpet. This does not help either you or us to transform. We all need each other now.
Next, I want to introduce Arjun, a 13-year-old aspiring poet from Florida. His older brother will be reading Arjun's responses.
Who I look like on the outside is not me. I'm trapped in a body that struggles to obey me. My family has pursued different therapies and treatments, all failed but spelling. My voice has been set free and wanders the earth searching for the key to unlock the rest of me.
These are some of the changes he'd like to see made in society.
It violates our basic rights to deny access to a reliable form of communication to express our needs when necessary. Silencing us by this denial is criminal neglect and discriminatory. It must end. My opinion is the same for our medical system. I would love to see doctors accepting our communication methods and including us in their discussions.
Next, we'll meet Noah and Adriana, who are siblings and remarkable energy healers based in Indiana. I met them both over Zoom a few years ago, and though they weren't in this season of the tapes, they were essential to it in ways that I just can't explain. Here's Noah communicating through Melissa Graves, who has opened up communication channels in the family that are amazing. But I don't want to dive into that yet because theirs is a story we'll share next season.
We we all are connected, and I can't express that enough. Our thoughts build the world. Our thoughts are heard by the world. Our thoughts are felt by the world. Even if the words aren't said, the feeling is there.
Noah's sister, Adriana, also worked with Melissa to communicate her thoughts for this episode.
Every child comes through with spirit eyes. Every child comes through with the connection to source. Every child comes through with the ability to speak telepathy. It is the trained behaviors that break those abilities, that take them away from us.
This episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe. With the evenings getting darker earlier, it's time to upgrade your home security. SimpliSafe systems start from less than £200, with simple and fast DIY setup and no long-term contracts. Plus, with the Pro Premium plan, police will be alerted of a break-in and you'll get unlimited private guard response. Visit simplisafe.co.uk/podcast for free shipping plus a risk-free 60-day trial. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. T's and C's apply.
Dearest Phyllis, I know you still yearn for our connection. You, me, my old telephone wires, your tolerable internet speeds. Be a sport and re-sign the contract.
Oh. James up, Krusty. Stop pushing broadband down vintage phone cables.
You cosmic cat.
Don't stay with your old provider. Upgrade to 100% full fiber. GigaClear, faster broadband for rural Britain from only £19 a month.
Price may rise during contract. T's and C's apply. Check availability at gigaclear.com.
Next, I want to travel to Maria's office outside of Chicago to hear some of the messages that she's been gathering from her students.
Do you have any of their writings there that of anything they wanted to share?
We do. You organized it very well.
Thank you. I was like, this is how Kai will want it. So I'll organize it like this.
That's Dan, a new volunteer in Maria's classroom, and he'll be helping her read through these responses. I'll be releasing a special bonus episode about Dan in January because he's the first voice user that I personally know who has been to the Hill and multiple times. But now, turning back to the spellers.
Speller one said, "For progress, we must determine what everyone feels is important. What I feel is most important is for schools to understand our full potential." And Speller two said, "I think just treating others the way we want to be treated can get society to a better place." And Speller three, "I believe the minds of spellers are some of the most intelligent. The education system really needs to challenge us with regular education classes."
Can you read what they said, if anything, about how to do that?
"The school's first challenge is to train spelling partners, then create a sensory neutral environment where spellers manage their bodies and engage in the regular curriculum. The medical system will do better having people who can spell with us during the appointment."
And to listeners who want to get more deeply involved, you can look into getting trained in spelling to communicate or the rapid prompting method, because to meet the spellers where they're at, more people need to be trained and willing to work with them on the board.
Number three, "What do you want others to know about who you are, what you know and experience?" Speller one, "I want to right the wrongs most think about communication with spirits. I find it sad that people interested in spirits are judged. I stopped worrying about death."
Is there any context that we should know about spirits or death here?
His dad recently passed. Maybe he was questioning a lot about mortality. I think all this communication that he's having in thought sharing and also with spirits has been helping him move through and to get his perspective solidified for what death is and not to be so scared about it.
Maria's students shared other insights like,
"I see violet, blue, and green auras that tell me about people's energy."
"I've been doing this for 20 years and I'm 20. I only telepathically connect if I am experiencing loving feelings."
And that means that they can only connect with thought sharing if they're experiencing loving feelings?
And that's consistent. That's something that you hear from all of them.
All right, next one.
"We listen to each other when we think each other needs it. We send thoughts like email. I think all of us are here to get a message across. I feel sharing thoughts is a spiritual thing with science behind how it works. It's like sharing a side of us that no one else gets to see." That's all that we got organized. There's more.
There's so many responses.
And for the stuff you didn't organize, can you just give us a summary of overall themes or messages that kind of came up repeatedly?
One theme was, "I only go in if there's love and acceptance and kindness." That was a big one. this message needs to get out. That's a recurrent theme I felt. And taking care of each other and being in community for the non-speakers.
Thank you for that. We're leaving Maria's classroom now, but be on the lookout for the bonus episode about Dan accessing the hill, as it reveals so much about consciousness, healing, allyship, the power of thoughts, and most importantly, what really matters in the consciousness realm. Next, I want to introduce Anthony. You've met his former teacher, Marianne, throughout the series. And though she's now retired, she still works with him almost weekly. I've spent time with Anthony, and he's one of the most expansive, knowledgeable teachers that I've ever met. Here's how Anthony introduced himself. Marianne is reading his words.
I am a futuristic human being. I came into this world with my eyes wide open. I am a pure, transparent soul here to help humanity evolve. I remember what most people have forgotten, and I am in tune with vibrational frequencies and can match specific frequencies to access and to transfer thought forms into words. This ability also allows me to communicate interdimensionally. Aspects of my personality travel through space to dimensions most can only visit in their minds. They are as natural to me as your typical human stay is to you. I help people know who they are and prepare them for shifting their desires from the material to the ethereal world where all creative ideas are birthed.
I wrote a note to Marianne and Anthony and asked what he meant by saying he's a futuristic human. And Marianne said, quote, "By a future human, he means that he has capabilities that humanity will evolve into. He suggests that we'll all be moving toward this new form of telepathic communication and that it is a necessary evolutionary step. Anthony also suggests that people will, over time, become more intuitive, multidimensional, and interdimensionally wired." And Marianne said that by multidimensional and interdimensional, he's referring to the way they connect with all the invisible energies around us. He can use it to extrapolate information from what some refer to as the Akashic Records, universal mind, or the divine. And in terms of humanity's unfolding, he suggests that we are in the beginning stages and that this more modern form of communication will continue to unfold for generations to come. End quote. And now to continue with Anthony's prepared thoughts, describing the extent of his capabilities.
My capabilities are vast and currently undefinable. I belong to the energy group of non-speaking souls working between dimensions. I descend and accept what is referred to as three-dimensional linear thought. Yet I struggle with its limitations and restrictions. Matching specific frequencies allows me to access information and to transfer thought forms. Blending energy with me is the best way to share glimpses of my multidimensional perspective. Frequency adjustment is the key to interacting with them. Currently, most humans do not have free access as we do. Each frequency is attuned to love.
We'll come back to Anthony in a moment, but because he brought up frequency here, I wanted to tie back in a critical thing Asher once said about frequency that I didn't know where to place elsewhere in the series.
One of the things he tried to explain to me about consciousness was the experts have got that a bit wrong. He says they think that when you go into the delta state, you go into deep sleep or you're unconscious, sedated, and so nothing's going on in your brain. And he said, well, nothing is going on in your brain because your consciousness has moved beyond the brain. And that's when your consciousness is its most expanded. That's when you're out of this altered state and you've got access to everything. Brain states, they have different hertz. And at the delta state, the frequency in the brain is very, very low because you're not in the body very much. Then when you get down in the beta state, which is normal waking consciousness for neurotypical people, then most of the consciousness is in the body. And when you get to the gamma state, which is the busiest one of all, he said that's like fight or flight or extreme arousal. He said the ideal state for every neurotypical people and neurodivergent people would be the alpha state, which is complete balance between the two. You're still grounded, but you've got that greater link into consciousness and you're aware of all the little nudges you get, the little intuitionicities yeah. and things. They just sort of keep coming. And he said for people on the spectrum, people with autism and so forth, to get down to the alpha state for them is a real effort to force their frequencies that low. Whereas for neurotypical people, it's often quite difficult to get them that high and to actually tune in to higher self.
Jess completed this thought from Asher with a sentence that seems to validate the notion that consciousness is fundamental.
He says that consciousness obviously precedes and proceeds on, and that the experience, the 3D body, is a temporary part of consciousness. It's a very necessary part because that's where we build up all this information.
And now going back to Anthony, Marianne's former student, giving his best advice for humanity.
Love is eternal. Everything else is an illusion caused by separation. Great change occurs when we join our souls as one. The highest human power is love. Spiritual evolution occurs when hearts are aligned in mass to create loving vibrations during all circumstances at all times. Planetary upgrade is needed now. Future humans must be driven by loving kindness. Love purely, love openly, without conditions. Love soulfully. Feel God in every person. Kindness is the best way to evolve.
Now we'll hear from Andrew Smith, a non-speaker in Toronto, Canada. His mom, Susan, collected his thoughts, and they asked me to read them, so here we go. Open your mind to the possibility that information, knowledge, and wisdom are acquired through many means and available to us all. Move away from conventional ways of thinking about non-speaking autistic individuals and towards all that is possible. Be an ambassador. And here's what he wants others to know about his experience. I am here to show others a different way of being, one just of love and of living from that place. And when asked about his desires for himself and humanity, he answered, quote, consider that this is already underway. Next, we'll turn to Cody and Aaron, who are 14 and 12. Their mom, Monique, sent me their thoughts via their communication partner, Michelle. My first question to them is what they want all of us to do with the information that we've learned thus far.
Just because we're nonverbal does not mean that we're not speaking and connecting with each other. What we would like for the world, for humanity, is to shut their mouths more and to connect more. They want to be in service. And they want to help parents who the system fails continuously.
Nobody has brought this up yet, and I'm so glad that they did, because our system continually robs parents of hope. They're forced to fight at every turn against schools, medical systems, insurance companies, social services, just to secure the basic supports their children deserve. And when their children age out of school, the fight intensifies. Parents are left to navigate a world with even fewer resources, struggling to care for their adult children while also juggling work. These parents need real sustainable change. Inclusion of spelling programs in schools, accessible therapies, flexible employment options, and comprehensive adult care services that enable their children to thrive. Parents of non-speakers shouldn't have to choose between caring for their children and meeting their own basic needs. Yes, we have to activate to help the non-speakers, and one of the best ways we can do that is helping the parents too.
He says, all of us are a link in the chain, and one is not better than the other.
Aaron also added a sentiment I've heard a few times.
We are the light workers. We are a team that have knowing. We are here to bring change for the negative old way of thinking.
Now we're going to move on to highlights from a young man named Nick who lives near Madison, Wisconsin. His mom, Laura, will read his writings. And his first message is,
we need to be seen and heard with love to be able to share our gifts with you. We are moved to be gentle with those who are living in anger.
When asked about what he wants for the future, this is what Nick said.
I am Wake Love and the new earth of the future, and now is the time to gravely grow our knowledge and future. And I asked him, what is Wake Love to you? Wake Love is the ability to see deeper than before into the way that things really are. He adds, now is the time for Wake Love to open the hearts of those who deserve understanding. And I'm yearning to waken you further to more spiritual ways.
Next, I want to introduce Jackson and his mom, January, who live in Virginia. January collected his spellings and they asked me to read them. Because there was too much beauty for this one episode, I had to pull out the highlights. But Jackson and January will be back in season two. Okay, so from Jackson, quote, because I don't speak, many people have a belief that I'm not intelligent. But the truth is, I have the mind of what is considered a genius. It is difficult to live in my mind because it moves so fast, and I can't express it as quickly in a slow-moving world that has been shut down from our truest ability of communication, which is telepathy, as you would call it, but is more of an energy exchange of understanding rather than words. Words are the physical manifestation of thoughts and much slower. I have to translate from pure energy, thought, or feeling. I mostly desire to live in a world based in compassion and not in a controlling power that we currently live. Every soul's true nature is love, but the human mind gets distorted and they forget. They get controlled by their emotions, by feeling guilt and shame, which they try to gain power over and unleash it onto others. Compassion will help them realize they are worthy of being loved, even when mistakes have been made. The compassion that we offer can change everything, even if you never speak it, but hold it in your heart for everyone. I very much want to help people move in this direction so we are more of a spiritual world. End quote. And thank you, Jackson. That was beautiful. And now I want you to meet Daniel and his mom, Connie. I hopped on Zoom with them to record their responses.
This is so epic what we're going through right now with the non-speaking autistics, telepathy, their gifts, which Daniel says are not really gifts that, you know, all of us can do, then we just forgot. I just love the wonderment that I'm under right now because of my son and the other autistics that I've met along the way. They're all such great teachers.
Daniel and Connie were introduced to me by way of Alex Margot, an author who accidentally stumbled into this world like I did. Alex wrote a book about Connie and Daniel called Unsuspected Heroes, which she released as fiction because she felt it'd be too difficult or out there for mainstream audiences to believe. But before we jump into Daniel's messages for us, I wanted to share Connie's input on their communication method as they engage in a mix of letterboards and telepathy.
Daniel considers facilitated communication like training wheels, okay? He would much prefer telepathy because telepathy is very quick. When I get a message from Daniel and it's telepathic, I see everything. It's like everything comes in at once and I can translate it. However, because I'm still dealing with doubts, I would ask him on his communication board, hey, this is what I heard you say. Is this accurate? And he will let me know yes, no, or he will add to what I was shown. So yes, I am telepathic with Daniel, but would I say I'm an expert? I'm still in the process, and that's okay, because sometimes with telepathy, you might think it's your own thoughts, because it doesn't always come in like a voice. Sometimes it comes in as pictures, an impression. It's not always the person's voice, if that makes any sense.
From what I've learned, this sense of doubt and learning to trust yourself and the process is really common. It's just weird at first to have thoughts and visions and words entering your head that aren't your own. And of course, parents wonder if these are their thoughts or not. And from what I've learned, this process gets easier with practice and you start to trust it more and more. So with that, here's Daniel's answers to what you should do with the information presented in the telepathy tapes.
I want them not to dismiss this information. Allow your mind and heart to process what we are presenting. When that feeling comes in your body of doubt, keep holding the information. Don't turn away. Don't dismiss it. We talk about the importance of openness. Be open to the possibility that we are beyond what you think you know about our capabilities, knowledge, and worth.
And here's the changes Danielle would like to see in the education system and medical system.
They need to know about emotions, how the energy of emotions impacts everything. It impacts our cells, hormones, and how we interact with each other as a society. Emotional intelligence is key. It goes back to the knowledge of oneself.
This echoes what Noah said, that knowing our emotions and reconciling them is so much more important than we realize.
The knowledge of emotion is what society needs, what education needs, and what the medical field needs. Emotions are ignored across the board, and that must change.
And what he wants others to know about his experience.
There are times where I feel small. It is a weird duality that I live with. However, in moments like these, where I feel seen and heard and acknowledged, I feel more like a king. I feel the soul of humanity because it is love. It is openness that brought them to hear my words. And I cannot be more honored and humbled to be of service to those that hear me.
Beautiful.
And one of the things he kept on telling me too, and I didn't understand at first, so he said, pay attention. Look at all the synchronicities. Pay attention. I get that now, because when you're paying attention to synchronicities, you're able to become more powerful and you see that there's something more. It's all about being open. Because when I was new to it, I was like, things went over my head. I was skeptical, but you really have to be open and just be in wonder.
Before sharing closing thoughts from the spellers that you've already met this season, I wanted to go back to Sammy so she could share her closing thoughts.
It's blowing people's reality bubble to see beyond what their eyes have been trained to see. This brings to mind ABA or behavioral research techniques that try to train us out of our behaviors and sensory systems. But it is the general population that has actually been ABA trained, because you've been entrained to think in certain patterns that wired a neurology to keep running that pattern. You were not able to break out of this loop to advance yourselves to a whole new level. It's been sad to witness from the higher dimensional perspective. Our main point of consciousness resides on a different reality plane, as many in your podcast have demonstrated. This has been a very positive turn of events. It's time to completely tear down the false reality bubble. What awaits you is a new human, the real human, actually.
It's as if all of us just need to be introduced again to who we really are. And now we're going to close on thoughts from the spellers you've already met, starting with Lily in Atlanta.
Opposing spelling as a legitimate form of alternative communication needs to stop now. We need to be believed and supported. You cannot say we are fundamentally without rights just because we have bodies that betray us. Our minds are beautiful, and non-speakers have so much to offer if you would only care to listen.
And here's what Lily wants listeners to do with the information you've learned this season.
Nothing will change until you believe us. We see and hear everything. We even hear thoughts as you now are aware. We love and we hurt, and we long to be included in the fabric of society and be accepted, despite our unruly bodies. We autistics each experience the world in beautiful ways that voice users can only dream to understand. I want to be educated, included, and valued as a person who has much to offer. Good that we are getting this platform to share both our inner lives and our hopes and dreams.
And here's what Lily wants for humanity.
No change in humanity will come until humanity can realize that we are all mutually connected to each other. Be very mindful that we are about to go through a cataclysmic shift in the understanding of the fundamental nature of our relationship to the universe and everything in it. Each of life's little poignant moments point to an eternal reality more wonderful than we can imagine. We all from time to time go to the realms and learn new things from the vast storehouse of knowledge from over the centuries. Mainly want to say that most of us experience a pretty amazing world, despite our physical constraints and limited, isolated, at-home existence.
And of course, next I want to go to John Paul. I asked his mom, Libby, how we should do this, and she reminded me that when I first met John Paul, I sent him a list of questions, and those questions have not yet been shared. John Paul's brother will read some of these thoughtful wisdoms from John Paul now.
We value love more than valuables. Love is all that is important. We need to try to always love so this universe will survive.
And now to Zahari, John Paul's dear friend from the Hill. Zahari is completely blind and yet spells independently by either pointing to a letterboard or typing into a digital talker. He can feel his way around the keys, just like many of you can type into a computer keyboard without looking. But for Zahari in particular, this is an incredible achievement because he was neglected in an orphanage in Croatia for the first 8 years of his life.
Simply see us as not strange and engage us as humans who want to fit in. Assume we all have this gift. How would your thoughts about us change? Too many non-speakers are treated like infants sitting in classrooms and hearing fake people saying they presume competence yet they actually don't. At least assume we can hear thoughts, so you can shift your mindset about us. So many non-speakers have stopped attending school when they start RP and spelling, because speech teachers are scared they will lose their license. Spelling has allowed me to show that I'm a smart person trapped in a body that I struggle to control. Sometimes getting my friends to hang out on the Hill is nice because it is easier. Lately I go a lot.
And next to Josiah, the young man in Minnesota who could hear the intimate thoughts and prayers and inner workings of the author Max Davis. Josiah's dad, Joe, will be reading his answers.
The gifts of one person are one thing to lift up. But this podcast finally says, we are all in there. The foolish people are those who have stolen the story to say this is not possible. I am one of many of us, thinking and dreaming and feeling. And I am openly praying that others can be unlocked to spell too. This is my long hope for my friends that I hasten to help. I need them to tell others that they are in there too. I am one person who is listened to, but so many are never known about. Name it the mission to go and free them all. It's not long before loads of us will truly log our names as the longtime listeners of life and look like the story makers that we are.
And then to Amelia in Wisconsin. Her mom, Maura, starts by summarizing many of the thoughts and messages that have been coming from Amelia lately.
Amelia and I often talk about the telepathy tapes and the impact that it's having. Amelia said that first day when you came out to see us, the miracle is out. And one day she typed, God is letting very future stuff appearing now, hoping people more open. Speller's timing is yet to begin. I asked Amelia what she wanted people to know or what she wanted to tell people. And this is what she typed. Love Spellers. Kind to people in islands. Liquidate positivity to deter moody farce. Very determined to help people more. Reality is going to lead. Future is the time for savants. Savants really yearn to save God's friends. Going global is needed. Goal is get hope.
And last, but certainly not least, to my dear friend Houston, one of the most influential helpers and guides to this podcast and to me. His mom, Katie, whose support to this entire effort can't be understated, reads his words.
World change is not a pipe dream. It's truly why we are here.
And Houston laid out some small and big pieces of what world change might look like.
It is working to help our voices be heard, helping our parents recover the years and resources lost. It is truth being told and lies being revealed. It is helping the disabled be independent so they can live their dreams and be leaders the world needs.
And most important to Houston, and honestly every non-speaker that I've ever had the privilege of knowing, is a message of love.
Love and helping others has to be more important than serving yourself. My job on earth is to make all the earth hear that God is love. So great is love that no one will have any need to fear when they sink into its depths. Neurotypicals believe, I've seen. When you've seen what I've seen, there is no doubt.
And we'll end there on that line. When you've seen what I've seen, there is no doubt. This sums up the experience of everyone you've met this season. Their certainty in what they've seen and experienced is why they risk their reputation to come forward. Now it's up to us to carry forward this message, to presume competence and advocate for spelling, and to work hard to change and envelop more compassion and love and unity into our lives so that we might just evolve in the way the non-speakers say we can and should. On behalf of everyone involved, thank you so much for opening your hearts and minds to this message. The non-speakers, families, teachers, and scientists in my orbit have been emboldened and forever changed by the validation that you've showered on them and this show. And through your messages and your posts, we've overwhelmingly received your desire to dive deeper into everything you've learned. And to honor that, between season one and season two, I'll be releasing bonus episodes featuring interviews with thinkers and experts and other families to help us explore and unpack the many questions that we've raised together. Consider these bonus episodes like the liner notes of an old album. And the first of these bonus episodes will share Dan's journey to the Hill and the incredible response that he received there. And in the meantime, you can get updates by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, where our handle is The Telepathy Tapes, and by signing up for our mailing list at thetelepathytapes.com. There's so much great stuff to come, and all of it, including season two, will reframe your reality and shift your paradigm even further. A very special thanks to my incredible collaborator and producer, Jen Mirza, who created all music and sound effects for this episode of The Telepathy Tapes. Remember that you can review some of the tests and see some of the film recordings on our website, thetelepathytapes.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and join us next week as this world expands and deepens.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.